We DJs are Natsumi
and Chihiro. Today we're in Tokyo University Radio Station.
Well, it's cold today, isn't it?
Yeah. I can't get out of my bed in the morning.
Oh, be careful not to catch a cold. And get up early.
I got it.
Are you sure?
Yes, of course. Don't you believe me?
Well, no, obviously.
Oh, please!
Okay, I believe you.
Yeah, thank you.
I'll just wait and see then.
Okay.
Right, please enjoy our radio today.
Yeah, let us introduce an artist we will talk about, Natsumi.
Okay, today's artist is The Mamas and the Papas.
Oh, I love the harmony of their sounds.
Let's talk about who were the Mamas and the Papas, shall we?
Yep. Okay, the original members of the Mamas and the Papas were John and Michelle Phillips, Danny Doherty and Cass Elliot. At first, John, Michelle and Danny formed the group, but in 1965, Cass Elliot joined in.
They worked together until 1968, but the reason that John and Michelle divorced, the group broke up. From that time, each of the members worked on solo projects.
John grew involved in the drag scene and wrote his excellent autobiography. Besides, his ex-wife Michelle went to a successful acting career.
Cass was the most successful of them as a musician, but had some health problems. Danny worked on his solo project as well as an actor on TV.
They reunited briefly in 1975 to make an album, People Like Us, but they couldn't reunite officially because of Cass Elliot's death by heart attack in 1974.
In 1982, John reformed the Mamas and the Papas, including original member Danny and two new members, Mackenzie Phillips and Elaine Sparky McFerrin. He toured with the group off and on for the next 10 years.
Today, we will play one of their best hit songs, California Dreaming, which was released in 1966.
Before playing it, we have three guests who are big fans of the Mamas and the Papas. Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for coming. Can we have your names?
Okay.
Oh, you first. Okay.
You can go first.
Okay. My name is Manami.
My name is Kaori.
And I'm Maki.
Right. Where are you from?
I'm from Mie.
Okay.
I'm from Hiroshima.
Mm. I'm from Tottori.
Oh, okay. So, are you happy to come here?
Yes, of course.
Thank you.
I always listen to this radio.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Do you know my name? Please wait.
What do you mean?
Oh, they
don't know my name.
Okay. I remember. Chimaki?
No! Who is it? I can't believe it. They don't know our name.
Chihiro!
But I know. Natsumi told you.
I didn't.
Really?
Yeah,
I can't believe it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't believe it. They don't know my name. They don't
know. How about me?
Natsumi!
Yeah!
Why you know?
She's famous.
Thank you.
How about me? They don't know my name.
Oh no, Never mind. You can be famous after this.
Yeah, it's alright. We know it's alright. You're Natsumi and you're Chihiro.
Chihiro, no, not Chimaki.
Yes.
Okay.
It's a joke.
It's a joke.
Really?
Yeah.
Remember your name then.
Okay, I'm Chihiro. Please remember.
Okay.
Right. Let's start again.
Okay. Now let's listen to it. Sung by the Mammoths and the Peppers, California Dreaming.
All the leaves are brown.
Today you are first.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
I liked it very much, and I liked the part of the interlude. Maybe what kind of instrument? What was it? Like
we don't know. Sorry.
Flute or maybe I liked that part.
Yes.
Yeah. I think it matched this song very much.
It was really good.
How about you?
I mean, remind my youth. After school we were singing. Always.
Good memory.
It's good.
Yeah.
Your voice is good.
No.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Very nice. Yeah.
you? How about you?
Me? The guitar of introduction is very sorrowful.
It's
cool. And the chorus is very beautiful.
Yeah, beautiful.
It's a good song.
And I also like Monday Monday.
Yeah.
Do you know? And Creek Alley.
It's a good song too. But my best the Mamas and Papas song is California Dreaming.
Yes. But what does this lyric mean?
I think it makes us feel sad, isn't it?
I think it has dark image.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like an escape from reality.
Think so too. But actually, they sang this with the image of lost California in the 60s. Lost California.
If I remember it right, California is
the state of America.
But is it Los Angeles, the capital of California? Because there is in lyric, isn't it?
Not exactly.
Where?
The capital of California is Sacramento. Do you know Sacramento?
Sacramento.
I never heard of it before.
Okay. Now, I want to tell you about California. Mm-hmm. California is at west coast of Pacific Ocean. There is very warm throughout the year. It has third biggest city in U.S., which is Los Angeles.
And California State is also called the Golden State. Do you know why?
No, sorry.
Because gold was shipped off to the other country from harbor there. And this fact made California grow. And this state has the biggest size of economic industry.
How about the Mamas and the Papas genre? Don't say it is rock.
But it is kind of rock.
You're kidding!
Chihiro, no kidding!
No kidding!
And this genre is called folk rock. There you go. Do you know what it is?
Folk rock? Not really. Did folk and rock song join together?
That's right. Folk rock is mixture of folk and rock song, but folk rock is very difficult genre.
So this is why it could change by artists. The way they sing or play, it could be both folk song and rock song. The other folk rock singer are Simon and Garfunkel. Do you know Simon and Garfunkel?
Don't you know?
Do you know?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Was it nice?
Yeah, of course. But Mamas and Papas is the best.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And the other one is the birds. Mm-hmm. Do you know birds as well?
Yeah.
Good.
Nice. We were young at that time.
High school?
Maybe? Maybe back about 40 years.
40 years? How old were you?
Yeah, how old?
We are 18.
Teenagers.
No,
you look 55.
We are 18.
Okay.
Okay, next.
Okay, by the way, do you remember about hippies?
Yeah.
They were fashionable people in 1960s.
Hippies who are thinking about anti-establishment, mm-hmm. anti-city, and anti-civilization. Were a kind of style for young people.
And they were unique and handmade clothes. For example,
I bought.
Do you know that?
Do you know Pantaloons?
Of course, I know.
Really? Yeah. I don't know.
Because I'm genius.
Oh,
hippies had long hair and stripped their clothes because they refused to go into the industrial society.
Have you done it before? Strip your clothes?
Maybe.
Yeah.
When you were young.
Yeah, we are young.
Okay.
And California became to know as the center of freedom because hippies who loved freedom gathered in California.
The word hippie came from happy. I think that hippies had interests about the full of their mind and happiness.
Their actions were connected to etymology.
You know a lot about it.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Researched Yahoo.
Google.
That's why.
It's useful, yeah.
Thank you. Very good guest. Okay, hippies appeared in San Francisco in 1960s, you know?
But why did it involve with the mamas and the papas?
Don't you know that? Yeah. You know a lot about it.
Hippies?
Sorry.
The fun of the mamas and the papas?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, what are you saying?
Right, so I'll explain about it. The mamas and the papas were pioneer as hippies. Now you know it.
We are lucky today that we can get a lot of information about the mamas and the papas. Yeah, it is important memory for our youth.
Thank you. Are you young now or are you old?
You're young. What are you saying?
You look old.
Now younger than you.
Okay, thank you very much for coming and having nice chat with us.
Thank you. Keep listening to our radio.
Of course.
Remember my name.
Okay, Chihiro. Chimaki. Chihiro. Okay.
Thank you.
So, hope you all learned something new about them while you were listening.
So, next week, we will introduce Mr. Andrew Moody on same day at same time.
Don't miss it. And again, thank you for listening, everyone, and thank you for guests again. Enjoy your day. Bye for now.